USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech are on their way to distribution points across the nation after FDA approval on Friday. The first trucks guarded by U.S. Marshals rolled out of Pfizer's plant in Michigan this morning. About 3 million initial doses are being set out and are expected to arrive at hundreds of distribution centers across the country between Monday and midweek. FDA Chief Stephen Hahn addressed the skepticism of receiving the vaccine on ABC's This Week.
We need to address their fears and concerns. We need to roll this out in a way that provides confidence to people. But we also need to be transparent. What do we know? What do we don't know? We want the data to be known.
Vaccinating healthcare workers and nursing home residents is the first priority. Nearly 300,000 Americans have died from the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Vitalant. COVID-19 cases are rising in the U.S., and so is the need for COVID plasma donations, also known as convalescent plasma. In fact, the need for this type of plasma is urgent. Vitalant, the nation's largest nonprofit independent blood services provider, says distributions to hospitals have grown over 400% since September. But unless more donations are given, there may not be enough for all COVID patients. Convalescent plasma is collected from those who have recovered from COVID-19. It contains antibodies that can be used to treat patients with an active, severe COVID-19 case to give them an extra boost to fight their illness. Cliff Newmark is Vitalant's Senior Vice President of Donor Services.
Even if someone has not been diagnosed with COVID-19, they can still help. When donors give blood or platelets, they're informed of their COVID-19 antibody status. And if positive, Vitalant produces convalescent plasma from the donation. These donors can then give a convalescent plasma donation in the future.
For more, visit Vitalant.org or AABB.org if outside of Vitalant service area.
Supporters of President Trump and counter-protesters clashed on both coasts. More from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
Violent clashes erupted in Washington, D.C. and Washington State Saturday as supporters of President Trump rallied Saturday with their mantra, "Stop the Steal," referring to the 2020 presidential election. In Olympia, Washington, police arrested two suspects and declared a riot after one person was shot during a face-off between Trump supporters and counter-protesters. The Metropolitan Police Department in D.C. arrested at least 26 people. The Supreme Court declined to hear a lawsuit brought on by a quarter of American states, as well as over 100 congressional leaders on Friday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Trump passed over a rally on the National Mall in Marine One on his way to the Army-Navy football game at West Point, around the same time as his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn spoke to the crowd. By the way, the Black Knights shut out the midshipmen 15-0. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said today a hard national lockdown in Germany will begin next week through early January to stop the spread of the coronavirus. All non-essential shops, services, and schools will close. There can be no singing at church services. Christmas Day gatherings will be reduced to 5 people from 2 households. An annual New Year's Eve fireworks display is canceled. Some states are implementing curfews. Congressman Steve Scalise says coronavirus restrictions from Democrats are killing businesses.
As coronavirus cases continue to rise in many areas of the country, state and local authorities are issuing various restrictions aimed at slowing the spread of the virus. With that comes the consequences for businesses, particularly bars and restaurants, who have had the way they do business fundamentally changed by the pandemic. But House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says that local Democratic leaders don't seem to care that they're crushing businesses in their communities. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that national leadership is also making COVID relief nothing more than a political issue.
They are crushing these small businesses, the millions of jobs that are tied to it. Speaker Pelosi won't even bring up a bill on the House floor that would get almost unanimous support that would allow these small businesses who are struggling to get another round of PPP loans, just because, as she said the other day, she doesn't want to help them. She's waiting for a new president. My God, these businesses can't wait. And for them to see that it's only about politics, it just disgusts people.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.